Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rolling Energy. Tonight we're coming live to you from Missoula, Montana, as we roll through this great state. Tonight we're going to unlock the vibrations, the energy, and the frequency, and talk to you a little bit about a gentleman that was way beyond his youth, but way beyond, he was a futurist. Nikola Tesla. We're going to unlock a lot of things he was working on in the field of quantum resonating energy. But first, a couple things I need to basically lay out for you, a little disclaimer. This show has not been evaluated by any government agencies, nor the FDA or anybody has evaluated. So, with that being said, I'm going to ask you to keep the word P and ends with N literally out, because we would have to shut you off. We're not here to provide any kind of cures or medical advice. We're not here to diagnose or talk about any kind of cures. Anything dealing with medical, we are not practitioners. Please get with your medical practitioner, your doctor, and consult with them. Bring them to the show if you want them to learn a few things of what we're talking about. But we are not talking about anything that basically, and if you're taking medicine currently, please continue taking your medicine. Do not stop what you're doing until you consult with your medical practitioner. Second, we will not be discussing any kind of income whatsoever. Everyone is different. Everyone is unique. Some people will really go to work. Some people will play with this. So we don't discuss any kind of income. Please make sure that you get back the person that invited you, and they'll give you the website. And I highly recommend that you read it at minimum of 5 times so you fully get the full understanding of the potential of the income, and read it over and over and take notes, just like tonight. Please take a lot of great notes. You're going to hear some stuff that, if you're like me when I first heard it, or like Irv or many of us when we first heard it, we thought, is this real? Can this be happening? Well, let me assure you, it is real. It is happening. And I want to give a couple shout-outs to some people that help us, because Irv and I are always traveling. And we couldn't do the show without these wonderful partners and branding partners of ours and friends, because they operate the radio board. So I want to say thank you to Richard and Joy Matuition, Diana Anderson, Scott and Teresa Shriver, as well as Sean Doc Farrell, because without these wonderful partners of ours,
and with that, apparently we lost Gary. Can you hear me, whoever's on the board?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate everybody for tuning in this evening. This is Irv Samuels. I am Gary's co-host. And we're going to kind of take you back into the past. We're going to jump ahead into the future, and then we'll bring you to unbelievable reality in our world that you are probably absolutely not aware of if you're a first-time listener. And we thank everybody for taking your time to join us. And I believe the information, if you embrace it, will literally be life-altering. Now, with that having been said, my background is in marketing. I have actually been a instructor at a couple different universities. I've managed to develop curriculum for a couple different universities. And my experience in traditional business is extreme. I've built many companies that were very successful marketing endeavors and ended up indeed selling those to one of them I actually gave to my employees. And The reality is that I fell in love with the business model that we'll talk a little bit about at the end of this radio blog this evening. But let's start with a little history. And that is, back in about 1900, there was a young man who had come to America at that time with a large amount of education. He specifically was a physicist. He was an engineer, both mechanical and electrical, and is pretty much best known not for his 1,000 patents, and that's a pretty remarkable record, but he's known for his futuristic ideas. That was Nikola Tesla. A lot of you may be familiar with some of his projects. He specifically is the individual that guided us to understanding hydroelectric power. The turbines on the Niagara River near Niagara Falls were his design, and they've been emulated and duplicated all over the world. And then he was working on something called a Tesla coil. J.P. Morgan was funding his research, and in Brooklyn he had an amazing structure. He had another one in the United States, and he ultimately was working on developing energy, electricity, directly from the air. And unfortunately, Mr. Edison and Mr. Westinghouse and J.P. Morgan sort of was pulled away from the investment channels that he was working with Tesla. And I don't know about most of you, but the reality is, for most people that I know, you have a silly meter on your house and it continually gets monitored by somebody that sends you a bill. That's far from free electricity. We're going to talk about specifically some of the work that he was doing in the 20s on quantum resonating energy. And all I can tell you is that may have been the biggest project that he brought to the world. Way bigger than his earthquake machine. Way bigger than well, we won't go into Tesla at this point into detail, but he's a fascinating man. Please open your vision and begin to delve into some of the amazing ideas that he brought to our world. In fact, I ran into a quote yesterday, and it absolutely enamored me when I saw it, and that was basically Einstein was asked, you know, what's it like to be the smartest man in the world? And his response was, you'd have to talk to Nikola Tesla to find that out. Think about that. So anyhow, back in the 20s, he was working on resonating energy, and we quite frankly didn't have any practical applications on, you know, the developments that he put together until the development that I'm about to report. And that was in 2012. A young man from New Hampshire was invited to the Tesla convention that year, which happened to be in Germany. His father, Rick Hassler, had recently sold one of his companies as a Inc. 500 company after 25 serious years of business development to a huge international conglomerate called Kyocera in Japan for big bucks. And when Rick was, you know, made aware that his son had been invited to the Tesla convention, he was absolutely honored, but he had reservations because the convention that year was in Germany. And his son Mike had pretty much limited life exposure living in the backwoods in New Hampshire. So Rick was concerned about sending him across the pond by himself. And I say this respectfully, but to be with some of the geekiest minds in the world. And as a consequence, Rick said, you're not going, Mike. And Mike was very, very adamant that he was going. They had some lively family discussions, and eventually Mike broke, you know, his dad down to the fact that he said, all right, Mike, you're right. You need to be there. Maybe the biggest opportunity of your life. You're going, but there's a catch, and that's I'm going with you. It's exactly what happened. Vinny, Vici, Vicky, you know, they went, they saw, they conquered. And ultimately, they were amazed and had so much brain swell from some of the concepts that were presented to them. But when they came back to the States, Rick, the father, pretty much pigeonholed everything he heard because It was crazy what he heard. It was all science fiction. It was right out of Star Trek. Beam me up, Scotty. Certainly nothing that made any practical sense to Rick. And when his son, Mike, came to him and he said, Dad, based upon what we were introduced to and some of the ideas I've been, you know, kind of thinking about and coming, you know, the full circle into, you know, some applications that might be part of our world. Dad looked at him. He said, what do you mean applications that might be part of our world? You're talking about that crazy quantum energy stuff? And Mike said, yeah, I got some ideas that are going to work, Dad. I could come up with some practical applications. His dad couldn't believe it, but he has a lot of faith in his children. He said, well, what do you need, Mike? And Mike said, money, Dad. And Rick said, for what? And Mike started spelling out the basic ingredients or the components for a state-of-the-art quantum physics laboratory. And Rick said, that's going to be pretty expensive. And Mike was sharp enough that he said, Dad, based upon what we're going to create, it's going to be a mere pittance. It will be insignificant. And at that point, Dad gave Mike the checkbook. Mike went shopping, and the rest is history. And this is what happened. Mike acquired the equipment, went to work, man. And when he's focused on a project, he is focused on a project. And it didn't take him very long until he came up with something that absolutely was patentable, a practical idea. And here is the original patent. They now have 5 additional patents, and they're available for anybody to peruse. We're not hiding any information. In fact, we absolutely would love to have you not take my word for what you're about to hear, but do your own investigation. Begin to try some of the practical devices that you're about to hear about, and try to prove me wrong. You're going to find that these are absolutely state-of-the-art advanced solutions to some of the most complicated issues of our era. So the patent is kind of a trifecta situation. First, we isolate frequencies, okay? And everything in this world has frequencies, whether you're looking at specific plant or the individual terpenes or the chemical composition, natural chemical composition within that plant. Whether you're looking at a rock or whether you're looking at a mineral or a vitamin, whether you're looking at an eyeball or, you know, any other organ in your body, everything has a specific resonating energy exclusive to itself and not duplicated anywhere else in the universe. Secondly, the patent furthermore states that we take the isolated frequencies and we are able to embed them into substrates, and we have over the last 8 years, developed impeccable and reliable substrates. Specifically, they're using holograms and they're using carbon striated layered materials that hold the energy extremely efficiently. And it doesn't change. So that's, you know, maybe you can get your head around both those. And I like to call those batteries because, you know, we're used to batteries. They store energy. This is a different kind of energy. It's quantum resonating energy, but they wear out over time, and that's, you know, pretty much what they've done. They have the ability to, again, embed a frequency or a group of frequencies. In fact, the first practical application I'm about to talk to has more than 100 different frequencies embedded in it. And the third part of the patent, and it's probably the hardest part for us to get our heads around, at least it was for me, and that is when anything with an energy field, and that could be a plant, it could be an animal, it could be a mammal, it could be a human, it is interestingly influenced by these batteries when they are brought into the proximity of the energy field, as if they had been exposed to the original emanating source of that energy, or as if they had consumed the original emanating product that creates the energy. What did I just say? You're saying that by putting some kind of a battery near my body, and it doesn't even have to be, you know, on my body, it could be on my clothes or on a belt buckle or on my glass frame or on a lanyard that I hang around my neck or in my pocket or in my, you know, pocketbook. And by having it near me, it can create an energy response within my body that is the same as if I had consumed a vitamin or a mineral or, you know, anything else, any frequency generating source. That's not possible, is it? Well, turns out it is. It's patented, been available for 8 years, and now we have some amazing practical applications. I'm going to jump forward. The first one that I alluded to, something with 100 different frequencies in it, it's called Relief. Looks like a Band-Aid. Basically, it's clear, about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. It's a peel and stick. It holds energy efficiently for about 72 hours. And when you place one of these, and ideally you place it where it hurts, you will see that it provides relief. Relief from physical discomfort. Relief from anxiety and stress. Relief from indigestion. Relief from all kinds of different situations that we find ourselves in that are discomforting in one way or another. When you have a problem, stick it where it hurts. Doesn't get much simpler than that. Certainly doesn't get any safer than that, because we're dealing with energy, resonating energy, so there's no chemical composition. We don't have to worry about, you know, specifically having a reaction to one of the components within, you know, a prescription or an over-the-counter or, you know, some kind of natural commodity. What happens with energy, your body only utilizes what it needs. So you don't have to worry about too much. You don't have to worry about too little. You just keep feeding your body until it takes what it needs. Okay, so that's pretty remarkable. And it is life-altering for people that have discomfort. I mean, just think about that, a simple way to get resolution. And we move on. We have one called Nitro. It is amazing at how well it works to stimulate the natural production of nitric oxide in the body. Nitric oxide was really studied and brought to the forefront in 1998 with a pharmacologist that won the Nobel Physics Prize. And what they discovered was it is a major vasculator. It literally affords anybody that has ample levels of nitric oxide going on within their body, and it's produced naturally. It's a gas that is produced within the cardiovascular system. It literally allows the dissemination of nutrients more efficiently to every cell in your body, and also oxygen to every cell. And the key is that oxygen really empowers the optimal function of every cell in your body. If you doubt that, just quit breathing for a while. And if you want to step up your game and get better performance, if you want, you know, a little better, you know, levels of energy, and if you want mental clarity and focus, add oxygen to your body. It's a marvelous element that makes such a difference. Well, nitric oxide automatically will begin to give you that benefit if it is efficiently working within your body. So if you're planning on any, you know, kind of strenuous situation, put on a Nitro sticker. If you want a little competitive activity or a competitive edge in some kind of physical sporting activity, make sure you have your Nitro patch on. If you want a little extra mental clarity and focus, a little extra energy, if you want better performance in the bedroom, everything will be enhanced by proper nitric oxide dissemination throughout your body. It's kind of, you know, a guide to the fountain of youth. You're on your way to getting younger if you can up your levels of nitric oxide. We have a simple way. Put on a patch. Last 72 hours, swap it out, put another patch on. Then we have an immunity patch. It absolutely works. I encourage you, in view of the circumstances in our world, the challenges that we're faced every day by fungi and bacteria and mold and viral complications, and it goes on and on, you need a very vital immune system. And these work to stimulate that. It has great frequencies embedded in it, no chemicals. And it really will help you function at a more efficient, a higher level. We have one called Burn. It's a natural detox. Get some of that toxic chemical that is accumulated from the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the chemicals that we're exposed to in our world every day. get some of that to come back out of your body. Burn. Simple sticker. We have other advantages of that particular battery, and that is it also will encourage a better, I'll call it, dietary prioritization. In other words, you'll kind of eliminate some of the cravings for things that aren't very good for your health, like sugars and some carbohydrates. And you'll find that, you know, maybe you love pizza, but once you start using the burn, you won't want to eat a whole pizza anymore. It just won't make any sense to you. And it also has some frequencies in it that literally allow your body to naturally convert some of the fat into lean muscle. So you'll watch the inches disappear and the pounds drop off. I was talking to another guy today that I didn't realize that he was having such success with the burn patch. But ultimately, they work. If you want to lose some inches and pounds without all the aggravation of normal diets, please try our burn. We have something called CBD. Okay, that's cannabidiol. It stimulates, and it's the rage in the world. I mean, you can't drive a block in Florida without finding somebody that's selling CBD. And every one of those, if you go in there and you present a product like ours, a simple patch, or we have it in another modality, it looks like a PET tag, it's carbon fiber, it's unconditionally guaranteed for a year, it literally will work more efficiently than their most expensive CBD. Why? Because you don't have to deal with dosage. You don't have to figure out how many milligrams your body needs to optimally stimulate your endocannabinoid system, which is a natural system within the mammalian body that brings everything back into balance. And you don't have to worry about frequency. You don't have to worry about the chemical composition of how they put that CBD into a bottle or into a vape or into a suppository or into a gummy. And maybe, you know, the reality of that gummy or that, you know, tincture is that they don't work at all because the fillers get in the way of the effective delivery of the CBD itself. Ours is energy only from full spectrum CBD, and it resonates continuously. It doesn't get any better. If you know anybody has a CDL or works for the federal government or active military or a veteran or works for a school district or specifically is a state employee and they're concerned about drug testing, well, no concerns anymore. Energy only solves that, yet they get the best of the benefit without any potential complications. Safe for the youngest infant on the planet, the oldest geriatric on the planet, and every pet and farm animal and every animal on the planet. So please give it a shot. We move on. We have something called Revive. It's amazing. If you have any challenges from the neck on up, you need Revive. We have something called Wow, and it is literally a wow. You want more energy? You want to get some relief of discomfort? You want to kind of get anxiety and stress back under control? If you have a stiffness condition, I was working a swap meet near Daytona today, and those motorcycle guys, you know, they rode in 250 miles, whatever, they came up from Miami or something, and they get off those cycles and they're dead men walking. I mean, it's just horrible. And a simple wow patch will change everything in that guy's quality of life. So the applications go on and on and on, and all I can tell you is try them. They're all unconditionally guaranteed. There is no risk financially in any of these. And if you're a first-time listener tonight, you're going to receive the opportunity to get either a 9-day or a 24-day supply absolutely free. Prove it to yourself. So that's pretty much the preliminary on the peel and sticks. I'm going to move forward to three other modalities that are amazing, patented, exclusive, and very important in our world. The first is called an EMF chip or an EMF resonator. And in this particular device is a peel and stick. You put it on the device that emits electromagnetic frequency. That would be a cell phone, a router, a laptop, a notebook, be your smart appliances in your house. It would be your smart meter. It'd be a Bluetooth, a fob. It goes on and on. We're bombarded by our own convenience technology. And it's time. You're literally morally, in my opinion, morally obligated to do your research and find out how pernicious that is, how dangerous that is, and then protect yourself and protect your loved ones. Make them aware that there is something simple that works. Don't take my word for it. Do your investigation. It's absolutely documented at how efficient our devices work, and we're a leader in the EMF protection field. So we have two others that I'm going to talk about. One is a food freshness card. Simply amazing. It extends the vitality of flowers. I just brought on a floral shop in the New York City area. The owner of that floral shop will be, you know, testifying very, very soon in many ways, because he is so elated at the improvements in his bottom line since he, you know, was persuaded to buy these cards originally. They come with an unconditional one-year guarantee, and he's going to save thousands of dollars with his inexpensive expenditure. And how many floral shops are there in the world? How many produce stores? How many restaurants are there that have food waste? These particular devices extend the vitality, the vibrancy, the freshness of things that typically decay rapidly by 50%. And there are so many other advantages. You'll probably hear them as people begin to give their testimonials this evening. The final item is something called an earthing card. Absolutely the quintessential item in the product line. It is something everybody needs to have in their presence. Basically, it has frequencies embedded in it. It looks like a credit card. It includes the earth's frequency, some CBD frequency, the frequency of some essential oils, and a lot of other frequencies that bring back vibrancy and vitality to your life. We can demonstrate that card. I did that, you know, with a lot of motorcycle people today, and again, it was amazing at how instantly they have, you know, more range of motion. They got off their bikes, they could barely walk, and they give them the card, and now they could stretch down and touch their toes. It's really something to see. It's almost too good to be true. But it is absolutely part of our world. And the other part is that it has other frequencies in it that mitigate the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. And if you don't think that's a damaging, you know, if those things have no impact on your energy fields, on the way that humans and animals respond in this world, we can demonstrate they have dramatic negative impact. Walk somebody towards a tower and watch how they get weaker and weaker and weaker as they get close. Or walk up underneath an electric line and see how it impacts their vitality. With one of these cards, it neutralizes that impact. It's amazing. So based upon what I've described this evening, there is a huge international need for these solutions. And virtually no one knows about them yet. That spells opportunity. So I highly recommend you get back to the individual who invited you to this information this evening. Ask them how to become a brand partner. Doesn't cost anything. There's no financial risk. You receive a website immediately upon becoming a brand partner, and you have the ability to immediately disseminate information. And when people choose to make a buying decision from your website, you earn money. And that is a simple way of doing business. You can specifically do business in your local area, your regional area, your state, your country, or globally. We are doing business, somebody just counted it out today, 84 countries around the world, and we deliver reliably to those countries. So understand, there is a huge opportunity in your hands based upon these exclusive, patented, very reliable, inexpensive technologies that make huge differences in people's lives. So get back to the individual who invited you, take a position, and begin to share this information with other people. By sharing, you don't ever have to do the explanation that I just did. Invite people to this radio blog. We do this 5 nights a week. And how difficult will it be for you to specifically say, hey, I heard about some really cool things, Nikola Tesla-inspired stuff, energy stuff, and I'd like your opinion. If you join this radio blog show, they even give you free samples to try. And any time you specifically invite somebody to this show that gets those free resonators, we reward you with two resonators each time for your effort. So acquire as many samples as you want. And begin to get serious. Turn up the, you know, kind of the burners a little. You can, again, originally, you know, dabble at it if you want to and earn enough money to acquire all the products out of earnings. You could step up to the plate, buy a package. There's some extreme value. They run from $99 up to thousands of dollars. And ultimately, the higher the price, the more value that's built into your package. When you have the inventory on hand to begin to share with your loved ones and friends and neighbors and people that you specifically come into contact with, or maybe you decide to sell them at boat shows or motorcycle shows or flea markets or flower shows or wherever, they are very profitable. But it's not about that. It's about disseminating the information. And as you indeed get people to these radio blog shows, we also have a webinar every Tuesday night. We have a great webinar on Saturday morning. Today it was about the damaging impact that the EMF is having on water around the world. It's unbelievable at how damaging it is. And again, it won't be very long until we'll have a replay of that particular episode today. And all I could say is you're going to have so much brain swell, and you're going to appreciate the importance of the food freshness card and the earthing card more than you can imagine. It is a necessity in everybody's hands if they want to remain vital and healthy. And as you begin to share with other people, you could step your part-time, you know, effort into part-time income, get a little more focus. You could turn it into full-time income. And there literally is an opportunity to make whatever you aspire to develop. Unlimited income potential. Does that mean it's going to happen? No. Does it mean that you're going to make it happen? You can if you want to. And you don't do it alone. There's a huge group of us that are like-minded and willing to work together to help you bring to your family, to yourself, to your grandchildren, if you so choose, the income development that you would like to develop. So with that, don't procrastinate. Do not let this opportunity pass you by. There's no risk in everything to gain. With that, Gary, are you back with us?
Well, I'm back. I just would drop down in a little valley. I'm fixing to pull over and park so we can I can spend time with people. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. That was splendid. I hope you took some great notes, Earl. Right now, I would like you to press 1 on your phone because I'd like to hear what you're thinking. And remember, Irv and I cannot improve this show until we know how you think or what you're thinking on the show, whether it's good, whether it's bad. Now's your time to be critical or whatever you want. Tell us your first name, the state you're calling from, and the person that you invited you. And what we're going to do is we're going to call out the last 4 digits of your telephone number. So when you hear the last 4 digits of your phone line, that means your mic is going to be live. And if you introduce yourself, tell us who you are, the state, and who invited you, I will give you a website where you could go get some freebies. You can get a 9-day supply. And if you come back tomorrow night, Sunday night, and Monday night, we will double that, literally up to 8 resonators, if you can get just 2 more people to listen in and rate this show and tell us good, bad, you know, how we're doing. So, Richard, have you got anyone that's pressed 1 yet?
Gary, there is only Sheila and I on the call.
Oh, wow. Well, Sheila, thoughts?
I guess we have to work harder, right? That's all I could say. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What would you like me to say?
Well, inspire us, you know.
Inspire us, because we sit here and did all this work, and Only one we were speaking to were Richard and y'all, and y'all done heard it.
Well,
once or twice.
Great, always great to hear the presentation. That's for sure.
There are a lot
it's
of times
fact.
That people come on 10, 12, 15, 20 after, so I usually
right.
try to let Irv go. And Irv, you did a great job tonight, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
But
yeah, we're going to figure
this
out.
I always
job.
Want to make sure that Sheila doesn't have someone on. You and we've talked before, hasn't brought a guest
right.
on or something. So I'll always choose to let you roll at this point until this point. So
thank you.
Well, Richard, if you would delete this episode since we're talking this way, or you could basically just edit it and stop it, I guess it were. Irv had it, and then just stop it at that point. Well, guys,
can
if
we
it's just
that?
Us,
do
I mean,
the,
you want
to... Do we have the ability to do that? Can we backtrack?
I don't know of any ability to do that. I've looked at that before. I can edit where it starts. I don't think I can edit where it ends, but I'll check it out. I can block it basically so it isn't used.
Right.
But I'll see if I can edit it here. So
okay.
The new platform is supposed to let us do that, and hopefully it's probably going to be right around the 4th. We don't want it. It'll be ready, but we don't want to come out on the 1st of April because I just thought that would be a wrong time because people would think that's April Fool's, and I don't want to come out with it then. A couple of days either before or a couple of days after. Any suggestions on what we need to do to try to get more people here, guys?
Well, I have a few suggestions if you'll take them from my heart, okay?
No, I won't take them from your heart.
It's just a criticism to make it go better. And if I was on this call saying how many times we had to take notes and all that, I think that what would help if you would shorten it and make it more to the point quickly and fast, and it would eliminate time, and I think that would be great. I really do. We don't need to grab a pencil and take notes, in my opinion. I think it's a turnoff. It's a brand. Don't forget, you put your mind in the shoes of a brand new person. I have to take notes. What is this? And you just can shorten it to we haven't the part about the no cure, no this, no that. Who cares about notifying their practitioner? That's up to them. They want to notify their practitioner, fine. You know, it just tells you that you're not here to diagnose, cure, prevent, or whatever. It's got to be shortened, and it's got to be more to the point. Thanking the people, that's fine. I have no objection to that. I think that those people do a great job. Thank you, Richard and Joy. But I think maybe if you write it out and maybe have her critique it or whatever, I think it would be a big improvement.
Thank you, Sheila. We certainly appreciate your input. And I you know, don't have any you know, kind of animosity towards the way we do it, but I think maybe shorter would be better. There's no, you know, putting a disclaimer in is the idea of the disclaimer, sort of obligatory, and the shorter we make it, the less kind of cumbersome it is relative to a first-time listener that's wondering at the very beginning of the show, why are they telling me all this crap? Excuse my French.
David joined us too here, so.
Who did? David? Hey,
David.
Welcome.
Hi, David.
Hi, kiddos.
I just spent an hour, more than an hour, with your man Mark, and he's going to.
Wow.
He's going to join us at some point. He wants a little time to kind of internalize. He's a big water guy, you know, and he's going to really give us a synopsis on what we learned today. I mean, oh man, that was marvelous. So that's coming
soon.
Yeah,
he's kind of like the water guy of Ohio.
Yeah, he certainly is. No question. And
that's
he was
great
impressed.
That we have him.
He was impressed big time. Big time. Oh, my. By today's seminar. That was impressive. But anybody listening to that have any idea? Dave and I talked about this already earlier. Is how did he in any way reference how he quantified the intent variable in his chart? I mean, you know, that to me is amazing. Intent. How do you quantify intent?
I think in some of the pages that we missed in the scroll down, it explains some of that. So
yeah,
we'll see that in the final document. So, like, the conclusion was there. Bovis was explained. And I think we may have missed some in that document as Susie was scrolling up and down. So that
I
think they're explaining each of those test
That's
parameters
great.
Within it. So.
Wow. That was impressive.
I took pictures of the pages when she stopped, and so I found a couple things there. And in my imagination, the rest will be there.
Right. I understand. It's in the quantum world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won the prize.
Yeah, good for you. Lucky. Lucky.
Yeah,
congratulations. Mm. Anybody know what the prize was? Sheila wasn't quite sure what she won.
Yes, it's the food freshness card.
Food freshness card.
She gets a freshness
I won one,
card.
Too.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I never have enough of those.
You had the same number. You can never have enough of those. No way.
The best part about it is my son was born in 62, which was the number, and his birthday is Tuesday. How did that work out?
That's nice. Well, if you have a system for winning, take it to the lottery, take it to the stock market, take it, and there you go.
Yeah.
So David, you being, you know, kind of the individual that has the least amount of activity out of those listeners that are on the phone right now, what can we do to step up your game? It sounds like Mark is stepping up his big time. I mean, I don't know what happened or, you know, how he got inspired, but it's pretty cool what's about to happen there. But how
about
David?
What happened with him is that he's finding out the cubics work, and he's telling everybody. But what he's doing is he's listening to people's issues. By that, then he critiques it to whether they have a headache or a sleeping issue and or a weight issue, and then he somehow fits it into their conversation.
Nice.
It's working quite well. And besides that, he got a business started here in Ohio for fixing computers across the world. And part of the deal is that he's going to, I don't know, supposedly going to be signing up, 20, 30 people down in India that need quantum, what do they call it? What's the thing for our EMF shields for their phones?
Sure.
And that'll be really, really, really big with these people working on all their computers, and they can throw that into their mix. You're going to fix your computer. What do you mean you're not protected from EMF? So it's going to be, hopefully, be a big, we'll see.
Yep. And also he mentioned
he might be helping to balance it up.
Yeah, that's marvelous. Yep. And also he mentioned that he has a prototype in a cellular repair store. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
He took our brochure, but it's kind of the basic one, and put it in a felt box, you know, like a jewelry box bottom. It looks pretty nifty. And he talked to the owner, and they're going to put a computer, so if somebody's interested in it, it'll turn the computer on, and it's going to run the different websites, well, like for the freshness card, or the earthing card, or for the migraine, and it'll be kind of like a loop-a-loop that they can just sit there and watch it, or he can critique it to whatever they might be interested in seeing it. And hopefully they'll be selling a whole bunch of the EMF protectors for our phones and or computers.
Yeah, the guy came on as a brand partner and bought the EMF.
Right.
Yep, nice.
Yeah.
And you know, the really cool thing about that is that in a repair, you know, again, it's a cellular repair store. Anybody that goes in there is a captive audience. You know, they have to wait till the repair is done if he's doing it, you know, right on the spot. And that gives all the viewing time in the world. I mean, that's perfect. Looking good.
Andy is pretty clever.
Yeah. No
doubt. And besides that, he's not working, so he has to get some income started here. So he got
motivated.
Incentives. So that helps.
Yeah. No, that's terrific.
Yep. Yeah, it is. It's exciting for him too, giving him something to do. He's, staying with his sister, and his sister's unbelievably convinced of the pain sticker and that good stuff too. So,
right.
I don't know what package she bought. I don't know.
She bought a $400 package.
Thomas.
Yeah.
Woo,
cool.
Really?
Originally, wow. Yeah. It took her quite, you know, whatever, 6 weeks to get the money together or whatever, but that's what she wanted to do. She said, and from the very beginning, when she came on board, she said, I'm going to buy that package. I just can't afford it yet. And sure enough, like 6 weeks later, she stepped up to the plate. So don't give up on anybody. You know, some people takes a little longer.
Yep.
Reality is whatever their circumstances are, but nurture and help. Had we kind of got in, and again, she was actively involved in our radio blog when she first came on. Haven't heard from her in, you know, though she believes in the product, but in 8 weeks we haven't had any contact. We all have that same problem. I mean, you know, the question is how do we get people to, you know, kind of overcome the whatever their own resistance is to inviting people to embrace the information. You know, they think they think I'm selling something. And as soon as they have their mindset that they're selling something, they resist. They just won't do it. But if we could just get people to understand this isn't about selling anything. It's about your moral obligation to tell people about EMF. It's about saving people a ton of money with the Precious Card. It goes on and on. Somebody
saving
in misery.
Saving your health. Saving your health.
Absolutely. But what does it take to get...
Yeah, and it's affordable.
Absolutely, you know,
it's affordable. That's what's awesome about our product.
That's right.
If
you're
going to go buy CBD oil and it lasts a week and a half for $100, and our same package lasts for probably 3 months and still get the same results,
and it's
mind-boggling the difference.
Yeah, I agree.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's, you know, we have such a value, yet we're doing nothing with it. I mean, we haven't figured out how to get people to be aware of the possibility. We're not, I mean, I talked to a lot of people today. I mean, I understand they're distracted and, you know, they were there to burn the motorcycle. I don't know if you've ever seen a motorcycle lit on fire and some guy ride it through the field. So
what?
But they do that every year. We're at this particular fairgrounds or whatever. So a lot of bikers come to see that, I guess. But, you know, they had a reason. They had a reason to be there today, and it wasn't to listen to me talk about patches, I guess. Oh, well.
We found the same thing, Irv. Probably about 4 years ago, Joy and I went to Bike Week in Leesburg, which isn't as big as Daytona, but it's really big. And I don't remember what we were there talking about in that particular case, but I had cards made up and everything so we could hand out cards as we went up and down the street, and Joy talked to people, and I talked to people, and we talked to people in booths and everything there. But there,
sure.
The people at booths are there to sell what they're selling, and the people there are they're there to listen to music, to eat, to talk among their friends.
Absolutely.
And one guy that I did offer, I did say something to and offer a card. It was for cash and bikes as opposed to cash and cars thing they had from this other company.
Uh-huh.
And he said, no, I don't want the card. And the guy who took a card, his friend who took a card, showed it to me. He says, hey, give me one of those cards, okay? I thought you were giving me something religious or something. So it's interesting, and Joy and I were pretty much dressed in black and colors and everything there. So she looked more like a motorcycle rider than I did, but with that, I do have a question for you though.
Sure.
Based on today's information and Hannah's information, okay? So I'm thinking about, I have a Berkey. Now, you guys are on the road. There's no place like home. Yeah, that's true. any field or the back of the truck, okay, is home most of the time. But I have a Berkey water filter, okay? I actually pre-filter it, put it in the Berkey. So the base of the Berkey is where the water is stored until you pour it into a container. So right now I have a glass, an old Tang orange juice water container, basically. That's about 48 ounces. So I've just got one of the food freshness cards under that. I had stickers on it until I saw it today. And I said, wow, I need to get more. The food freshness card really has an advantage there. But I was wondering if I should drop it into the base, because typically I've got a gallon of water sitting in there that could be exposed to it, or just putting it under the glass container. I don't know. Any thoughts?
I don't think there'd be any difference.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, because I usually try to fill up that glass container when it's about down to half full, refill it, run the earthen card water over it, and as long as I leave that under there. And the numbers, I can only imagine, would end up being higher compared to just running it over any of the things.
Huge. I mean, all he did was run those tests on just running it over the card, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing for those numbers, just running
everything
over the card.
It really was. And the other thing was, where he showed the three-week-old water.
Yep.
I mean, when you think about that, 3 weeks is not very long compared to if you buy bottled water or something. It could be 6 months old before it even got to the grocery store. You know what I mean? Bottom line.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, whoa. Talking about damaging impact that we really aren't nearly as cognizant of as we should be, but now we're enlightened. You know, it's a 100 monkeys. You know, the 100th monkey.
Exactly.
We're the beginning. You know?
Yeah, and the 2 ounce food freshness card bottle, spray bottle, the blue bottle. I mean, that didn't even have the water treated with the earthen card put in it, which is normally what we would do.
Right.
It was just right from the raw water. So I imagine that would have taken it up even another notch from there.
I'm sure. Yeah.
We got some great things here.
I got a question.
Yep,
If they take the water across the earthen card and it registered up, but it registered up higher on the freshness card, what's the difference of the frequencies that made the freshness card water much more higher for a value?
Well, we don't
you know
anything
curve?
About it. Go ahead. We don't know anything we don't know anything about the frequencies in the freshness card technology. Nothing. We've never had any clues. In the earthing card, we know it's the frequency of the earth. Well, that frequency probably is not in the freshness car. So obviously it has impact because it's, you know, the vitality of the earth, but you know what, that whatever they've added to the freshness card has such a incredible benefit to mitigating mold, bacteria, and fungi, and
it's like a
water, you know, absolutely vibrates, you know, in such a way that ultimately those frequencies are more adaptive to benefiting water. I mean, that's, you know, but we don't know what they are.
I told Susie to
along with
the, name.
The fact that it's so much larger, so you've got more time in contact with the food freshness card than the earthing card. That's one of the things I considered.
One of the things I got too. But I wondered if you put four or six earthing cards together, running water over it, and if it gets the same effect. If not, what the effect would be different. You know, a larger earthing card, more volume.
Yeah, for instantaneous exposure, it's, you know, Gary and I working on the modalities for improving fuel mileage, you know, in the beginning, you know, what we were working with was one card, you know, hold it to the hose while you, you know, pump fuel into your truck. Didn't work for a diesel truck because the hose is too big. You can't hold the flow back enough to, you know, unless you want to spend the next week loading the tank. So we came up with the idea of adding two cards and then three cards. And, you know, we really don't know, you know, what the ratios of exposure is. But, you know, it seems logical, David, that what you just said makes perfect sense. So.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
They need that Netherland guy to test it. I use my quantum card on my gas. But my vehicle that I'm using on is natural gas. And because of that, I think I'm getting 10-15% more than I am without the vibration from the earthen card. That's just neat.
I got a one ton van
and I'm riding it around town for like 16 cents a mile. That's pretty darn good, I think.
For natural gas. Interesting.
Natural gas.
And
how do you
energize the gas? It's like a
Hoses going into the tank. Now, I'm not sure if they're both connected or how it is, but I just squeeze the card in between these two hoses, sit in my truck while it doesn't take very long to fill up, 5 minutes. I just pinch it there.
Okay. The hoses are rubber hoses or some other material?
Yep.
Rubber.
I don't know if they're coated steel, you know, rubber coated. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. The gas is obviously high pressured. It's not just natural gas.
Oh yeah.
So
I'm pumping up to anywhere from 3,200 to 3,700 pounds. You know.
3,700. Holy cow. Wow.
When I'm down around 400, man, I am on EEE. And I'm coasting into the gas station.
Can you throttle the natural gas, or it just goes in at one speed every time?
I have no idea. No, you can't throttle that. It just comes out at so many. I don't know what the pressure is, but it builds up to like anywhere from 32 to 3,700 pounds. I assume that's PSI. I don't know what the actual calculation is.
There's so much we don't know. I mean, we know that we're experimenting with the modified earthing cards and, you know, putting them on fuel lines and diesels, and we had a couple trucks that had really good results, but the masses didn't, you know, really have a noticeable result. So We're in a quagmire, although Rick has agreed to allow us to add substance to the frequencies of various substances that we know from past experiences that have enhanced our fuel mileage. So We're submitting some gas pills and some additives, and you know, we're gonna, you know, it's coming again. We haven't given up on that idea by any means. We just haven't figured it out yet. So exciting future, guys. All kinds of reasons. All kinds of reasons.
Well, one of the problems, man, and I'll be frank with all of us, but I'm sure you guys, this thing is so far in the future, people don't even think it is, you know, they call it snake oil. It's, oh, Anderson, what the hell are you coming up with now?
Yep.
And
yep.
They don't even want to go any further. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to improve their bodies. They don't want to improve their headache
next.
Or whatever. It's pathetic.
Yeah, next.
True. I learned that, Sheila. You're right. Absolutely.
People today don't want to do any research. They don't want to hear anything. They go back and forth to work, eat, go back to work again the next day. They have no thoughts about anything else.
But I,
one
again,
of my,
with
problems that I had a long time ago, and this was with Modair. I tried to get one of my best buddies to try Modair because he was having issues with his knees, but he was like 15 years younger, he and his wife. And one day I'm out at his house on his steep roof. Now, I'm not a young guy. I just turned 70. But
oh,
about 10 years ago or so, I was on the roof going up the ladder, down the ladder, up the ladder, down the ladder. And this guy kept watching me, and he says, I can't do that. And I go, well, you're not on BioCell. And then he goes, what's BioCell? But it was 2 years later that he finally figured out it is true and it is legit. And besides that, now he's giving it to his dog. But it's,
yeah,
you can't give up on the people, true. You know, it's like trying to find Earth to start helping people out. Well, it took him a while to come around for other stuff too.
Yep. It's all about persistence, you know, people in their own time.
Yep.
We all kind of have to, you know, realize that
there are so many reasons. Sheila just mentioned a lot of them. You know, they're focused on everyday existence, and their life may be different than it was 6 months ago. And
absolutely.
Those are all stressful realities.
The problem today is now that the country is so discombobulated, for lack of a better word. Everybody's
said.
You know, they don't know what's going to happen. So they just don't want to listen, and, you know. And they're not the type of people that I've come across, many of them, some are, is that are looking, you know, they don't want the responsibility of having their own business and all that nutty stuff that they come up with. That's why they have a job. They don't understand. They just don't understand. And I'm tired of chasing people also. I have this gal that came on, filled out for her samples, and then I sent her the burn, and I said, in order to receive your free samples, you have to let me know when you finished watching them. Now, do I have to call her and stand there and say, you're going to watch them now? No, because I'm not like that. And she still hasn't bothered me, and I'm not going to chase her. They either want it or they don't. I once put
it
to Michelle.
You are right. It is timing. If somebody's 200 pounds over, it's good timing. But if somebody might want to lose only 20 pounds, that's not good timing.
Anyway, I want to change the freshness card to food freshness experience. I gave it to Susie today. We need to call it food freshness experience. I never, when I send it to somebody, I never say card anyway. Device is what I say. Food freshness device. Not a card. People say a
card. I'll tell you one thing that I
did
that was wacko is that one of my best friends, she had an issue with her kidney or liver. And I said, here, take this home, sleep on it. And I said, when's your next doctor appointment? And it was like a week and a half later, and I made her sleep on it. And I'll tell you one thing, she thought she was going to be scheduled to have operation and or whatever, and her next test came back, and they, but the problem was that she was taking some drugs that they gave her, so she didn't know if it was the drugs or the card. And that was an issue. And I says, well, doesn't matter. It worked, and you're okay.
So back
yep.
to the operator.
You know,
they want to operate with some hella high water.
Well,
they want to operate on you.
True. Yep. You got good insurance, man. They're after it.
Yep. No doubt.
They're so lacking knowledge. I'm not talking sophisticated knowledge. They just don't want to hear anything about it. They know nothing. They don't know anything. Knowledge is everything, no matter what you're doing, whether you're in network marketing or whatever kind of career. You need the knowledge. You're not willing to do anything.
I was talking to another best friend just today, because I haven't talked to him in a couple months. And here he had quit taking Modair because he had a sore on the side of his foot, one of those cancer. What is it when your foot opens up for sugar? What's it called? I don't know. He had a silver dollar. Well, he started taking Modair, and it closed up. But then his wife seized the bottle in his car and cut him off of it. Well, here it's been about 5-6 months later, and the thing opened up again. Good grief. You know, what an idiot.
Yep. People don't really appreciate.
He's a slave to his wife. He's a slave to his wife.
The wife is an ex-nurse, so they trust everything the doctor's
got to say. That tells it all. She's been brainwashed
yeah.
by the doctor.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, yep.
Oh, my God.
It was it's pathetic. Wow. Yep. Wow. But he's a 300-some pounder. He's good for the burn, but he's not interested.
He's not interested in being a customer?
He's not interested in being
interested
healthy.
What?
He doesn't have to be anything but a customer and buying it.
No, he's not interested in being healthy.
Here. True. Yeah.
What's your life worth? And you know the average doctor out there lived to be 58 years old. Why would you trust them?
That is accurate. Yep. Yeah, I know. And they're the gods of taking care of our health.
Well, they're drug pushers masquerading
yep.
as doctors.
I'm going to have to use that line, Sheila. That's a great line.
Well, it's true.
You got a guy with a snake on his lapel pushing drugs and getting paid handsomely for it. I'm going to use that. I know a couple people. That's going to work well.
Knowledge is power. Ignorance is lethal. Think about that statement.
Ignorance is what?
Lethal.
In other words, when
you go into a hospital, God forbid anybody goes into a hospital, they can do anything they want to you, and you don't know what it is. But if you have knowledge, you do.
Yeah.
They think doctors are God. That's what they think. It's sad. It's really, really, really sad how ill-informed and enlightened they are not. And it's damn frustrating.
you're so accurate. That's for sure. Yeah.
So just use knowledge as power. Ignorance is lethal. And tell them. I'm not afraid to tell them. You go in the hospital, they can do anything they want to you if you don't have the knowledge. Do a little bit of research. How about it? They won't even, from Facebook, they won't even go to Google to find out. They just ask these dumb questions that they should know. I mean, I had a doctor that said I got such and such a, I don't know whether it was a disease or something was bothering him. I didn't ask him what it was. I went into Google to find out what it was so I could talk intelligently to the person. You have to have a brain,
yep.
You know. And if you have a brain, you have to use it. Well, it's like
maybe
all
that's
those people,
that's what
all
I'm
the
liking.
People, all the people that are lining up to get the jab, they have no clue what's in it. They say it's experimental, and they don't care. That to me is really,
well,
really sad.
I was listening to a doctor today. They're just saying that this is a prophylactic. It has nothing to do with the virus.
It's not a vaccine. It's a treatment. And once you take it, you're doomed for sure.
They're saying that you're going to be able to follow you on your phone.
Oh yeah.
Somehow
well,
there's
a
thing on your there's an app on your phone that people can follow whatever you are at or I don't know.
There's a switch. They say in it that they can end your life at any time they want.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, this is what they're saying, that this is a eugenic thing. It's a treatment. It's not a vaccine.
Right. Absolutely,
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. But
yep.
they're advertising it everywhere. You can't go anywhere listening to the radio.
I should have
everywhere.
Invested in some.
Make your appointment.
I asked people if they had got their will made up. I don't care.
That's a subtle way of getting it across.
Well, you can say, David.
I don't even care anymore.
When you get an objection, ask them how long they expect they want to live. That's a good comeback. It's not. I don't think it's threatening. How long do you want to live? Do you want to live in pain?
I think Dave's is less threatening. You know, do you have your will in order? You know, you're not saying anything, but it sure
he'll probably laugh at you too. So it'll get. They say if you make them laugh and compliment them, you'll get them eating out of your hand. So yeah, that's. I like that.
But one of the things. Is I was wondering, I was talking to my son. He goes, well, what do you think about all these people dying here in another 6 months or something? I go, I'm going to have to see how many people, companies around the country make caskets and invest in them because they're going to go berserk. Wow. You heard what one casket in the funeral home said to the other casket, don't you? Whose coffin?
He's coughing.
He's coughing.
I saw a horrible post the other day. Bruce Nelkin put it on Facebook, and again, don't know, you know, what the significance is, but some company got a huge contract for cardboard caskets from the U.S. government.
Wow. Yeah, they're like that. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Well, why would
they know something's coming?
Why would
they
use cardboard caskets? You know, why not put $3,000 in $3,000 in a casket instead of $95?
No, they're gonna use that torch thing on you. They're gonna incinerate
you. Cremate you.
Thank you. Yeah.
That might be it. Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy world, guys, but we have the ability to at least impact it from a little perspective or maybe from a big perspective if we could just figure this out. I mean, we just need to get more exposure. I mean, I was talking to Mark extensively. He has a theory about social influencers,
mm-hmm.
and he has kind of an inroad. There's a gal in Worcester, Massachusetts that has been doing that. She came on board in HempWorks and brought, I think, three major social influencers on board. And
from
they're growing. Yeah.
Oh, he
they're
told
growing,
me that. That's me.
Yeah. They're growing the fastest development in HempWorks since the inception of the company.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder where it is.
Yeah, you know where the city is, but you don't know who the gal is. But anyhow,
does anybody
matter.
Know who she is?
Yeah, but she found these other serious social influencers, or mm-hmm. she found one of them that found the other one. I don't know what the sequence was, but bottom line is they're promoting it on their blog talk shows and their radio shows, and it's just crazy at what's going on.
David, you're pushing Modair also?
Yes.
Okay, listen. This is my new thing.
Go ahead.
You want all the rest of the junk. I don't use junk, but you want, let me ask you, do you want the best that's out there, or do you want the rest that's out there?
Explain.
Think about that. What?
Explain what you mean.
The best,
well, do you want the best.
When somebody
product?
Is a category leader, you know, you just accept it. It's like there are other frequency companies, you know, but you want the best or do you want the rest? I mean, that works for natures. I mean, obviously.
Exactly.
You know, even though there's a lot of competition, it doesn't matter. You could still make that statement.
David, do you have Suzette Lawrence's phone number?
The who?
Suzette Lawrence. You got something to write with?
No, I don't.
You have something to write with?
Wait a minute. I got a tablet right here somewhere. Here it is.
Tell me when you're ready.
And I want number for what? Yeah,
explain. You listen to it, and you'll understand why you need this number for your Modair.
Go ahead.
833.
Oh, wait. Okay. 833.
It's 833.
Yep.
331. 2342.
2342.
Correct. Yep, it works.
And speaking of things that work, that new sizzle call that I put together, we're in the process of having it translated into Spanish. We're also in the process of putting it on a straight dial-in number instead of a number with an extension.
Mm-hmm.
It worked. You get people to listen to that call that you've asked, are you looking for extra income? You're going to find that they're going to join our business.
The frequency business.
I see. Right. Yeah. I believe we're at eight for eight right now. Eight new people dialed in. Eight new people joined the business.
Well, you have to send me that link then or something, please.
It's 641-715-3900.
Well, slower. He's writing.
I know. I was waiting for you to say, slow down. I did it on purpose. Okay, you ready?
David?
I want you to all know that I'm going to be 83 years old and I know all this stuff by heart.
Stuck it over here.
Okay.
All right, now writing down. Okay,
this is
start now. Go ahead.
This is only about people looking for extra income. It's not about the products. It's about, you know, would you like to take a look at a way to bring in more money?
Okay, it's
641-715-3900.
The extension is 472030, I believe.
Extension.
Yep.
Extension
yep.
What?
47-2030
is how I remember it, you know, and I'm terrible at numbers.
Okay. 641-715-3900.
The extension is 47-2030.
You said another number here. Wait a minute.
One is from Modair, that's Suzette's call.
Forget about that.
Okay.
Suzette's is out of the way. You already wrote that down. We're going on to
Nature's Frequencies Business Opportunity Sizzle.
All right. Yep.
641.
What's my phone number again?
641.
715.
Yes.
Yep.
3900. The extension is 472030.
Pound.
Okay.
Pound.
Neat. Oh,
yeah.
Pound.
It, yeah.
Do they tell you to
okay.
put pound
okay.
in anyway when you dial it, don't
yeah, they?
They?
Yes. And again, if any brand partners, if you're turning your team onto that call, make sure that when they call in the first time that they just say, you know, this is George Test, so that nobody follows up with them.
Oh, I see.
And then
go,
when
go.
You,
what?
That you know, whatever your
go,
username
what?
Is, feel great. You know, this is feel great. You know, when you call to listen for the first time, just say, you know, Dave Anderson Test, so that, you know, whatever, nobody has to worry about your calling.
And
but
they
when
know
you
that
have
you
a,
didn't hang up, somebody hang up.
Right. When you have a guest call in on your behalf, make sure that they have, you know, either your first and last name or feel great, your website.
Okay.
It asks for that at the end. It says, you know, please identify who invited you to this information or the code number that they gave you. So the code number would be feel great if that's your website.
Oh, cool. I'll have to check that out. Neat.
Okay. And again, you know, anybody, whatever, it's sometimes easier to spark people in a very casual circumstance about adding some income. You know anybody that would like to earn more money? And most people will look at you and they'll start pointing at themselves. Me, yeah, money.
What about if you say, could you do me a favor and dial this number and tell me what you think? What
yeah,
about that?
I do that. Okay. I do that at flea markets. That way I capture the guy's phone number, even though I may not be targeting them for the business. It may be a product, but I immediately have their number that way.
Yep.
Wow,
or you could say you're looking for a gal and say dial this number.
Hey, you guys laugh. I was at a friend's house the other day, and the wife called up her best friend for me to talk to her, trying to fix me up with her friend. And I go, you dirty dog. I said, I'm not looking for anybody. I go, hey, where they get a gal to date me, taking off in my work van? I go, I need money yet here, sweetie. I thought that they sprung that one on me. I go, uh-oh.
When you call her up for a date, you say, you know, if you're money motivated, we could talk.
If you're not, I'm going to hang up.
Oh, and then I found out she's 5'2".
Okay. Well,
5 foot
Mutt
two
and
with
Jeff.
A 6 foot four.
Mutt and Jeff.
Yeah.
Have fun. This is a fun thing.
It is.
Well, I've had more fun with this from the quantum cards. Explaining
yeah.
it and showing people how stronger they get. And then I was watching Rick today try to turn around with it, and he gets more motion twisting.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Whatchamacallit, Susie did it. Susie did it. There's a video on Energize Dream Team. She did it live.
With herself or with somebody else?
Yeah.
Did she demonstrate with somebody else, or she did it?
No, she did it with the motion of the hands together, like Rick did it today.
I see.
Yeah.
Range of motion.
Right.
I thought that was pretty slick.
Yeah.
And it's easy to remember.
Oh, yeah. If you have people to show it to. I do this business without showing it to anybody. I can't.
Well, you could. All we need to do is you do a demonstration, you know, and film it. You know, have your daughter or your grandkids do the demo, and then once you have the video clip, you could share it anywhere, anytime.
I'll ask my daughter if she'll do it for me. Good, good.
Yeah, that's pretty slick.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know that I'm working with Gloria. She's trying to get her daughter to get the two children to do. It's really cool. One's, I guess, one now, and the other is three. And when you ask the three-year-old how old he is, he says, old enough. And then when, and the one-year-old is a energy baby, a nature's frequencies baby. When she was pregnant, first time, this was a year ago, I was prospecting her, you know, and I got her to agree to listen to the call on Saturday. She went into labor Friday night, and you know, her mother's, you know, saying, you know, don't worry about it. She says, no, I promised her I'm going to be on the call. So that baby was with us right from the very beginning, you know.
Wow, that is so cool. Yeah,
that is.
But what do I do to talk to people without embarrassing about the
don't
burn?
Be afraid to embarrass them.
Well,
it's
weight loss.
Not up to you that they're embarrassed.
Weight loss is a real problem. I don't know how you approach strangers with weight loss. I mean, I jokingly kind of back-end.
I'll tell you how.
I'm ready.
Do you happen to know anybody that's looking to lose weight? Everybody seems to be looking for it. Do you know anybody?
Well, but
take
if
it right off of them.
I hear you, but if there's a 350-pound woman in front of you and you say that,
doesn't matter.
You...
Get a skinny one and say, do you happen to know anybody standing right there?
I think I'll take a couple punches in the nose if I do that one,
yeah.
I think.
Put a sign up. Put a sign up of I have pictures on my
I have a sign. It says, let me think what it says. Something
no,
like.
No, but you need a picture of one that's heavy and one that lost weight. That's what you need. Absolutely a picture.
Yeah, well,
Gary
Shaw has size 54 pants and now he has 42. We have that picture.
Well,
how do I get it?
It's on his Facebook page. Gary Shaw.
It's on my Facebook page. It's a good copy.
Can you send it to me or something or what? I need something like that.
Yep. Very good. And I don't know, you know, whatever. There's several guys. We ran into somebody else, a woman the other day that, you know, had really, really good results. A lot of inch loss. I'm trying to think who that was. And we really should have those before and afters. It only makes a lot of sense.
I have it on, there's one couple, a woman on my timeline. If you can copy it, it's there. I have some in my computer. If I can copy them, I'll send them to you.
Do we have on experiences, what's the name of the Facebook group, the testimonial site, whatever it is? Are there any weight loss there?
I can't remember it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's weight loss there or not.
It doesn't matter. The picture could be for any company that's in weight loss.
Nah, why go there? We have such good products, we don't need to go there.
No, I'm saying the people don't know what company it's from.
Whatever.
The people that the before and afters on my timeline or in my computer, nobody knows that they're not from our company. What are they going to ask? Can I speak to the lady in the red dress, please?
You've got 1 minute left.
Okay.
Oh,
well, appreciate everybody for tuning in and contributing. Ultimately, we're going to...
What's the special? Announce the special.
The 269. Richard, do you have the detail on that by any chance?
Yeah, it's the unearthing card. It's the food freshness, and it's